Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and welcome to this Word of Grace broadcast on CJMQ. As many of you know, my name is Nigel Parker, and I am the recently inducted minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke. For nearly 50 years, in one form or another, one radio station or another, Word of Grace broadcasts have been a source of hope and a point of witness on the airwaves of the eastern townships. I am delighted to take my place in a line of succession. The last in that line of succession has been Harry Brown, an elder at St. Andrew's. He has kept the program going through the past 4 years. In great humility, he has had no desire to be seen as the minister of St. Andrew's, and the congregation is grateful to him, as I'm sure are many of you who are listeners to the Word of Grace programs that he has brought. Harry, we thank you and wish you well. As you listen to my voice today, you'll be thinking to yourself, where is this Nigel Parker from? Where in the world do they speak like that? Where did he get that accent from? Along with name and skin colour, a place of origin or cultural language, an accent is one of the ways that we use to identify ourselves and other people. And it is accents that sets the theme for today. So I'll explain mine a little bit later. But let's begin with an item of praise. We draw near to God in prayer. Let us pray. God, you are our creator, sustainer, renewer, and reviver. We come to praise you because of who you are. We gather as diverse people in different places, some confident and strong in faith, others hesitant, seeking, searching. Yet we are tuned to this broadcast and tuned in our hearts because we believe that beyond ourselves is the one who is the source of all life, of all light, and of all love. Some come in the midst of pain to seek your presence and your healing. Others come in the midst of blessing to offer their gratitude. However and whoever we are, we come because we know that it is the right thing to do, to acknowledge the smallness of who we are and the greatness of who you are, to recalibrate, remeasure how we see ourselves against the measure of our Maker and Creator, and to be reminded of the wonder of the love that has dawned on us supremely in Jesus Christ. We thank you that you bless and lead and guide your people, not only as individuals, but also as communities of faith and believing congregations. When we've needed renewing and reviving through your grace, you have responded in love to meet our requests, challenging and stimulating us and presenting us with new ways to worship, witness and serve you. If our eyes, hearts and minds are receptive to you, and with the hymn we would say, all creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and let us sing, Alleluia. Lord, you came into the world in Jesus, but the world did not know or recognize you in him. He is the true light that enlightens everyone, and yet we, failing to recognize his light, stumble and fall. You want to make yourself known to us and the goodness of your will, yet we choose to do our will. Forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Save us from the sins we know in our hearts. Save us from the sins we hide. In Christ we have redemption through his blood, says the Bible. Our sins are forgiven for Christ's sake. We shall obtain an inheritance that, setting our hope on Jesus, we might live for the praise of Christ's glory. Thank you for this wonderful word of grace in which we stand. So what about my accent? I, Nigel Parker, was born in the south of England of parents who were born in the north of England. But my parents moved to Dunfermline, Scotland when I was 12 years old. After other moving around and studying, for more than 30 years I've lived, studied and worked in Aberdeen in the northeast of Scotland. They have a distinct regional accent there which I never picked up. But if you really want to, I can roll my R's and speak in sick ilka tongue as you'll no ken for I'm speaking about. And now, since the beginning of the summer, I've been resident here in Sherbrooke. Even within Canada, I'm learning the different accents from the distinctive sound of the Newfoundland people, sorry, should that be Newfoundland people, to the rounded tones of the prairies and beyond to BC. Indeed, even within Quebec, I'm learning the differing accents, French and English, that people speak with. There are several incidents in the Bible which hang on accents, and we'll hear one of those stories after our next musical item.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care, and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known.
In
in time, to a time well before Jesus of Nazareth, to the period of the Judges. That's between the time of the Exodus from Egypt and settling in the land, but before the kings like Saul and David and Solomon. If those names and that history sounds like a foreign language to you, that's okay. I'm not out to test your knowledge of biblical history. I just want to tell a story about accents. The 12 tribes of Israel were joined together as a great big family and a confederacy. And God would raise up a leader or judge to lead them, usually into battle. And one such judge was Jephthah, and he led the people into battle against the Ammonites, the baddies of the time. And he led all the tribes except for one tribe of the 12, the Ephraimites. From Judges chapter 12, verse 1, we read, "The Ephraimite forces were called out, and they crossed over to Zaphon. They said to Jephthah, 'Why did you go to fight the Ammonites without calling us to go with you? We're going to burn down your house over your head.' And Jephthah answered, 'I and my people were engaged in a great struggle with the Ammonites, and although I called, you didn't save me out of their hands. When I saw that you wouldn't help, I took my life in my hands and crossed over to fight the Ammonites, and the Lord gave me the victory over them. Now, why have you come up today to fight me?' Jephthah then called together the men of Gilead and fought against Ephraim. The Gileadites struck them down because the Ephraimites had said, 'You Gileadites are renegades from Ephraim and Manasseh.' The Gileadites captured the fords of the Jordan leading to Ephraim, and whenever a survivor of Ephraim said, "Let me cross over," the men of Gilead asked him, "Are you an Ephraimite?" And if he replied, "No," they said, "All right, say Shibboleth." And if he said Sibboleth, because he could not pronounce the word correctly, they seized him and killed him at the fords of the Jordan. 42,000 Ephraimites were killed at that time. Amen. Shibboleth and Sibboleth. Did you hear the difference? Shibboleth or Sibboleth. Sh or s. The difference was in the accent. And if you go to the Hebrew language, you'll find that the difference is one dot. The accent gave away if someone were an enemy or not. Now, that's probably not the kind of story you're hoping for over your breakfast this morning, or on another occasion, we might think about why bad things happened in the name of the good God of the Bible. But in this story, the accent gave away which side the people were on. They weren't done to death because of their accent, but their accent gave away which side they belonged to. Now let me bring it to this time. What does your speech say about you? I don't mean, do you have long vowel sounds or short, sharp consonants? But rather, what does your language say about you? In faith terms, what does your speech say about to whom and to what you belong? Are you a friend or foe of faith? In the New Testament, the letter of James puts it like this: "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water." What does the way you speak, when you speak, say about you? Is it a word of grace or a word of gossip? And yes, a pun was intended. 20 to 30 years ago, bad-mouthing people caused plenty of pain and damage. But in today's age of electronic and instant media, these words of hate and anger can be spread worldwide. If there was no way to gather all the words we said when it was just word of mouth spreading them, how much harder is it now? We might post something on Facebook or Instagram and delete it a minute later, but how much of a life will it get? How many people will see it, and how many times will it get reposted? What does your language say about your faith? I want you to hold that thought for a week or two, because we're going to come back to it. But the question of accents for today is this: what accent does God speak in? How does God speak in such a way that we can know the voice and understand what he says? God speaks in a Jesus accent. God speaks in a Jesus accent. In the first chapter of John's Gospel, we hear that Jesus is the Word of God. When God wanted to say a final word to humankind, he said it in Jesus. When God wanted to speak clearly to the human race, he said it in Jesus. When God wanted to make his love known to the human race, he spoke it in Jesus. When God wanted to utter a solemn warning to the human race, he said it in Jesus. Jesus is God's word written not in pen and ink or word processing software and laser printer or text message and TikTok video, but rather lived in flesh and blood. Jesus is God's word to our human race. When God wanted to speak, he spoke in an accent called Jesus. Jesus was God's word, the word that God used to create, the authoritative word of God that brought things into being, the word that became human in Jesus. Jesus spoke with the authority that was present from the beginning of time. He spoke a word of liberation, a word of comfort, a word of release, a word of pardon, which Jesus spoke at the very beginning of his public ministry when he said, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." When God wanted to speak, he spoke with a Jesus accent. In the next program, we'll think more about accents and what and how we speak. But the point I want to make today is simply that Jesus is God's word of grace to us.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home.
Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a feather bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name, he forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining,
Let's turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, because in these last days you've spoken to us through your Son Jesus. He is the accent of love that you've used to speak to us. In the beginning, he was your word that created the world, and through him, your living word, life was brought into being, and the life was the light that overcomes the darkness. And your messenger came bringing the good news of peace, that all might know the word and believe. And now the good news is fulfilled. The word has become flesh. Though he was comforted at a woman's breast, he is your exact likeness. Though the world did not know him, he bears the imprint of your very being. Though his own people gave him no welcome, he is your love. Since we believe that you love us and this world, we're bound to pray to you for this world. And we remember those who work with words, those who bring us news to inform and educate our minds, those who work in the media, both print and broadcast and digital. May the words they bring be wise and true. We pray for those who use words to bring life to the human spirit, for poets and playwrights and authors and writers. May the stories they tell inform us about ourselves and the times we live in. We pray for those who use words to convey and shape ideas and thoughts, politicians and peacemakers, diplomats and bridge builders. May their words make sense for the common good. Those who name the name of Jesus will want to pray for those who use words to build your church, for all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth. For the churches in our area, some old and historical and traditional, others new, inventive, vibrant. For all who hold office in the congregations that we know and love. For all who serve God in the church through the ministry of the word. Give them your utterance and your anointing. And we bring our own needs, for ourselves and for others for whom you've called us to pray. And these prayers we gather together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Who are weary, come home.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec. You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.